Hey, it's only me. It's just coming up on 2 o'clock in the morning, and 2 hours ago, approximately, the first day of the rest of my life finished. And it wasn't what I expected entirely. A particularly lazy day. Although I think I was just tired and winding down from everything that had been going on the day before with my exam. And also note that anyone who followed my post office escapade, my mum's birthday card got to her on time, which was pretty cool. I'm impressed. The Royal Mail hasn't failed. So that was great. But yeah, nothing epic really, for considering it was the first day of the rest of my life. Maybe I was expecting too much. But I kind of tidied my thoughts together. Quite a firm believer that if you want to know where you're going, you're going to have to look in your past and kind of sort that out before you can make any progress. So I kind of sorted all that out, but generally just lounged around and watched horrific daytime TV, which I'm actually quite surprised that I managed to miss while being at university. I just guess I just didn't turn the TV on for that kind of stuff during the day, or I guess I worked quite a lot and went to the library to study things, so I've been quite fortunate in missing out on some of that stuff, really. But then I did catch Diagnosis Murder, and I think there's something quite heartwarming about Dick Van Dyke on the television. I don't know if it's because it's an immediate throwback to Mary Poppins, and you just want him to dance all over the slabs. So yeah, I enjoyed that part of it. But yeah, tomorrow I go back to work. I've not been at work for about 6 7 weeks now. And I've got to be honest and say that I've quite enjoyed not being there. I work in a science centre and there's quite a lot of kids around. And although I've moved over to the commercial apartment again, so I'm not doing so much in terms of shows and things with the kids or birthday parties, I definitely miss that. But there are some frustrating parts of my job. And so being back over in the commercial side is a bit of a no-brainer, really, to be quite honest. And that suited me for studying things, just wanted to work, go into work, get the job done, and then go away home and focus on the more important things. So back to work at 9 o'clock tomorrow. And yeah, I don't want to say too much. I don't actually know who listens to these things, so let's just say it should be interesting going back to work. I actually think I'm just not made for part-time work. I don't mean as in I just want to be unemployed. I actually just think my personality kind of pushes me to like progress and progress and like get further on, and a part-time job doesn't really allow you to do that. I don't think opinion is always respected. Maybe it's just my workplace. But I can't wait to get into a full-time job and just really work hard. There's quite a lot of satisfaction to be had from that. Well, for me anyway. Yeah, so back to work tomorrow and then have the award ceremony at night. So I finish work at 5:30 and then I'm away to get ready. I don't know what I'm wearing now, and if you've listened earlier, then I am completely exfoliated and ready to go. So it's kind of a in the flat, dress on, back out, with some tanning in there as well, quick tanning. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. I will fill you in on the shenanigans that go on there and the free wine. I'm sure there are some. Might even do some little interviews with some of the presidents and maybe the board of trustees. Actually, might be quite interesting. There's a few Mitchell and folk, and there's an MP. Oh, I think he's in a Scottish MP actually, Murdo Fraser and things like that. So I might get involved in that. Depends how I feel. But anyway, have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. I'll talk to you soon. All the best. Bye.